Now back to the Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
And as always, our game is brought to you by
If
Open
you're injured
MRI
during a sporting event,
would you trust in physician-owned and operated Open MRI and Diagnostic Imaging of Wall, the premier medical imaging provider at the Jersey Shore. Kevin Williams, Matt Harmon, Ed Sarlucki here from Monsignor Donovan High School, of course, along with our trusty sidekick, Brad Burascano, Lauren Bajica back in the studios of WOBM-AM on the Shore Sports Network. We're back on the air on Thursday with the Barnabas Health High School football show on our sister station, 105.7 The Hawk. At 7 o'clock, we'll be previewing the opening round of the state playoffs, and we'll be somewhere on Friday night. Not sure exactly where, but we'll be somewhere Friday night with an opening round state game. Of course, also on our sister station, The Hawk, tomorrow, it's Jets football, a 4:25 kickoff in Seattle against the Seahawks. Our coverage begins at 3 o'clock and leading up to kickoff of that Jets game. The team's back on the field. We're a couple of moments away from the start of what will be the second half. Couple of games played today. Actually, today was, as we said, as the disjointed football schedule. Toms River North kind of right of the ship. Ed broke a two-game losing streak and stopped Toms River South's three-game winning streak with a 24-10 win. And, you know, the Indians looking to beat the Mariners for the first time since 2001 could not pull it off.
Yeah, I think, evidently North played a very good game. But, you know, that's one of the games that, you know, Sandy has directly affected, because I think if South would have played last week, you know, with the momentum they had, you know, they were rolling, and then all of a sudden to sit 2 weeks and then play a football game, I think it hurt them today. But making no excuses for them, Toms River North deserved a win from what I heard. And that will push the Mariners into the Group 5 playoffs in South Jersey. The Indians got to get a little help from a few other people.
Maybe a lot of
points.
Help.
Yeah. Looks like they may be the ninth team in an 18 bracket.
Toms River, Southern Regional rolled over Toms River East today in Manahawkin.
Yes, they did.
Big win for the Rams, who are playoff bound.
Lacey, real big over Brick Memorial.
42-0 over Brick Memorial. The A-South champion Lions continue their undefeated season, of course. They'll have a home playoff game next Saturday afternoon for sure. Is what, the two seed probably?
Definitely. Timber Creek at 6-2, well established as the top seed in that bracket with their PowerPoint strength. And Lacey, even though they're undefeated at 8-0, now 9-0, but only 8 count, will finish second.
And let's give a shout-out to the Lakewood Pinehurst headed to the playoffs. What a job they have done over there. Lakewood beating Point Borough today 6-0.
Nice win. That was 0-0 at halftime. Yep. They must have played well there. Nice job by Mr. Clark, L.J. Clark.
Set here for the start of half number two. Monsignor Donovan trailing Jackson Liberty, and the Griffins get the football. Another squib kick here from Ostrowski, fielded by Alexander, who will fall down and take a knee at the 32-yard line. Could have maybe gotten a couple yards.
Come on, run the ball, man.
I was going to say, if you're on the team, you know, and you get a chance to get it,
listen, you're wearing number three. You got to be able to carry the ball a little bit.
Great halftime show, by the way, guys.
Thanks very much, Matt. Good of you to come back.
Thanks.
Matt's contract allows him just to go down the lounge
He's
chair.
Got the same contract that Davies has from Jack's Liberty there, you know.
I was on my Union 15.
Yeah.
First down and 10 now for the Griffins. They have made a change at quarterback. It will be Zach Suskevich to take things over. The handoff goes to Klinik into the open field for a second. Chopped down at the 40-yard line. It goes as a gain of 7 to bring up a second down and 3.
Suskevich is a junior. Nice size, 6'3", 180 pounds.
That tackle made by James Connell.
By the way, he started as a wide receiver, Matt. He's listed as a wide receiver and saw action there in the first half, but now moves to the QB spot.
Sends Ortiz in motion. Gives it to Klimek here off the right side. And Klimek able to get forward for just a yard. It will bring up third down and two. We're up and running here in the third quarter. Tackle made by Justin Goodman. Jackson Liberty leading 14 to nothing. A win here tonight for the Griffins, if they can come back, locks up the B-South Championship for Mondon. They've already clinched at least a tie. They have Manchester yet to play over the Thanksgiving week. Third and two. Szczepanik wants to throw. Has a man. Catch is made. The knee was down when Pagano hauled it in, but it is ruled as a catch, and a first down will be the result out to the Mondon 47-yard line.
A little momentum here for the Griffins. You know, again, halftime was much anticipated. A real chance now for the coaches to not only make some adjustments, but I think more Matt mentally get into the heads of their players.
Szczepanik with a receiver to either side. It's likely to be a motion penalty or legal procedure penalty against Monsignor Donovan as the flag was thrown just as the ball was snapped. That's exactly what it is. Procedure against the Griffins will back them up five and set up a first down and 15.
You know, it's almost like when you're forced to make a major change due to injury, that's part of the game, you know? When you have something so unlikely is to have your, you know, your quarterback ejected early, I think it's just so tough to overcome.
It'll be Hannafin this time around the left end, trying to outrun Foster. He did, but then took a hard shot on his way out of bounds. Bruce Aldivar on the tackle, and he gave Hannafin a pretty good rock out of bounds. The ball will be spotted here at the 46-yard line. Second down and a long 12 coming up.
Hannafin's older brother played here a couple of years ago. His dad, Brian, was an outstanding athlete here in the early to mid-70s quarterback.
Split wide receiver set here for Szczepanik. Fakes the sweep. The inside carry to Klimek. He will take the ball into Liberty territory. Cruz on the tackle at the 49-yard line.
I like the way Klimek runs. He really hits the hole.
Yeah, that's been their best play, that little fake jet sweep or sweep, and then quick handoff to Klimek up the middle between the tackle.
Wings to either side. Receivers to either side. Ball from the middle part of the field. Szczepanik wants to throw. Doesn't have anything. Will tuck it, run. He'll have a first down. Powers his way through a couple of Liberty tacklers. Sousa among them to the 40-yard line. It'll be another first down for Monsignor Donovan. Griffins have a little pop in their step right now.
Well, nice looking, you know, big, strong kid. And, you know, he looked for the pass and there was nothing there. He wasn't afraid to tuck it and get the first down. This is a nice drive for the Griffins to start this third quarter. Boy, how big would it be for them to get a score here?
8:50 and running in the third quarter. Liberty leads 14 to nothing. Szczepanik will give here to Klimek. This time the Lions waiting. And among the players on the tackle, Niblack and Foster. No gain on it. It'll set up a second down and 10.
Good to see Niblack back in the action after leaving in the first half. Looks fine. Nice looking player as well. 6'2", 180-pound junior.
Second down and 10 coming up for Monsignor Donovan. Same set. It'll be Klimek again off the left side. And again, the Lions were waiting. First on the scene, Corey Fultzer, who will make the tackle. No gain on the play. Brings up third down and 10. You know, Ed, it's an interesting kind of set that Mondon comes out in. They go receiver either side and really wings to either side. But, you know, normally we would see that the wings would both kind of be in line with one another.
They're staggered, right?
Is about 2 yards back of the other.
Yeah, they're staggered, yeah. The whole set is kind of weird. I don't know, you know, where they pick up that pistol with the back behind and everything. Not a whole lot of college teams doing it that way. But Szczepanik, I'll tell you an interesting story about him in a second.
Wants to throw here. In trouble. Going to tuck it, run. Make one move. Run through another tackle. He's going to have a first down inside the 30. At the 25, 20. and will be tripped up at about the 16-yard line. Great run for Zach Suskevich. Abeldevar on the tackle, and they will spot him inside the 15, closer to the 14. A little tuck run and improvise for Suskevich. You have the jersey pulled out. That's hanging off and out of the belt loop right now, but a big-time run at.
From a source that will be, remain anonymous, that they were diagramming plays in the locker room for Suskevich. Doesn't know the playbook that well as the backup.
Well, whatever works. It'll be Klimek on the carry here. He'll take it down to the 13. Gain of just about a yard. Bring up second down to 9. Cruz on the tackle.
The so-called five-minute proverbial, you know, quick
crash course
in quarterback. By the way, he did. He is the JV quarterback.
Just a junior. You know, I mean, you think about it in a way. We'll finish the point after this play. Hannafin and Ortiz, the wings to either side, receivers sent to either side. It'll be Klimek again on that quick hitter, reverse pivot for Suskevich. And, you know, if he's the JV quarterback, he could technically have more reps in the system than Hansen.
That's exactly what they were thinking. But, you know, on a JV level, Matt, you know, as well as Kevin, you know, just not as complex as the varsity, you know. So you're pretty basic on those Monday afternoon, the JV games. So that's why they were going over some of the plays that they want to try and run here. So it's been pretty simple, and he's done a nice job running the football on some broken plays.
Gant, far sideline of the left, near sideline of the right, Pagano. Suskevich wants to throw. He's in trouble again. Not going to elude the rush this time, and will get sacked. Give credit that time to number 56, Corey Smith, coming through the defensive line and making the sack. It'll set up fourth down and 12 here for Monsignor Donovan. 5:20 and rolling in this third quarter. Lions continuing to lead 14-0.
Well, let's see what offensive coordinator Paul Barna comes up with here on a semi-hopeless situation, a fourth down and 12, and you really don't have a passing quarterback in there. He's got to make something happen.
Yeah, I'm not so sure third and 8 wasn't a two-more-run situation for the Griffins, but the sack took care of that.
Suskevich sends Hannafin in motion. Rolls left, wants to throw. Stretching the play out, in trouble, and will get dropped at the line of scrimmage. Good coverage down the field by Liberty. Suskevich didn't release the football, and a turnover on downs. It'll be Jackson Liberty football.
Well, there's the inexperience. He actually had Hannafin open in the flat early, and what he needed to do is get it to him and let him try and make a play. He then just tried to stretch it out and find a receiver, and again, rolling left, right-handed quarterback, just wasn't going to work, and he eventually gets brought down, and a very promising drive ends in disappointment for the Griffins.
What I would say there, too, you might as well throw it up and see if somebody can make a play, because on fourth down, wouldn't really make much of a difference. So it'll be Castronova handing off here to Amaldivar. Stop shy of the 25-yard line to the 24. Gain of about 3 will make it 2nd and 7. Tommy Farrell on the tackle. Well, this is one of those times they spotted a little bit ahead of that, the original placement. They put it at the 14. I'm sorry, put it at the 24-yard line. So goes as more of a 6-yard gain. 2nd down and a long 4 coming up. Mike Casado at one wide receiver. Nyblack at the other. Castronova gives to Amaldivar again. Off the right side. He will take it to the 30-yard line. That's going to be enough for the first down. 6-yard pickup. And the chains will move. This is one of these times, Ed, that you need your defense basically to make a big play to get you back in the game.
Yeah, what I'm afraid of is that last drive took a lot out of the Griffins, not getting into the end zone or at least getting 3 on it. You know, it just sort of took the sails out of them. They came out on fire, you know, used a lot of the quarter for that drive, and then to get nothing out of it, you know, the tough situation they're in right now.
Castronova gives to Amaldivar again. Off the left side. Stacked up and dropped a couple yards over the line of scrimmage. Klimek, the first man up on the scene for Mondon. The opponent for both of these teams next week still up in the air after this weekend. We will get the official word of state playoff pairings.
Yeah, that'll come Monday morning, the unofficial. Everybody will probably have it Sunday night because there are quite a few games tomorrow. But
they are meeting tomorrow to do the seeding.
Right. Certainly looks like Mondon is going to draw RBC if everything goes as planned.
Second and eight. Almodovar gets it off the right side. Dropped in the backfield for a loss. Griffin defense continuing on most occasions to be pretty tough to run against. That last tackle made by Hannafin, who comes up.
You know, as difficult as it is for Mondon to draw a team like RBC in the opening round of the playoffs, not to have your starting quarterback?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, boy.
You know, Tim Osborne, I was talking to him before the game. They went to see West Windsor South, who's one of those teams in the upper bracket that they have a chance of playing last night. Pretty good football team out in the Princeton area. They came back, spotted, I forget who it was, 14-0, came back and won the football game. Good team.
Split backfield for Castronova. This time it'll be Foster on the carry. There's a flag down. Foster running through tackles. He's a battering ram type back, but this one likely coming back was one of those immediate throws as the runner got ahead of steam, thrown by the umpire, which usually indicates holding. That is the call. Foster took it into Mondon territory, but this one coming all the way back. It was about a 22-yard run that will be negated via the penalty flag.
Not so sure they give the ball to Foster enough in this offense.
Yeah, he's pretty impressive when he gets his chances.
Exactly. He doesn't get a whole lot of chances, but, you know, he's in there. And Amidivar, he's their main ball carrier. I love the way that Castronova plays, though, guys. You know, how he sprints over to the sideline. Unofficially, I think he's run a marathon already tonight, back and forth to Timmy Osborne picking up plays. But he's just got a hop to his step. I guess when you're a sophomore, you could play like that, right?
Griffin showing blitz. Here's the inside carry. Goes to Almodovar, who is stacked up at the line of scrimmage, which is the 20-yard line. It'll set up a fourth down and 20. And the Lions will have to punt Azzolini and Alexander, the two Mondon players involved in on that last tackle.
Good defensive series by the Griffins. They give up a first down, but they get the stop, and they should get decent field position out of this change of possessions. As
Griffins need a break, you know, like a bad snap here. I'm not wishing anything, but need something to go their way.
Ostrowski gets it. Griffins brought some pressure. Ortiz back there all by himself will make a fair catch at midfield. So good field position.
Alexander put some pressure on the punter, but Ostrowski was able to get rid of it. And again, Matt, Mondon will have good field position here. And again, you know, you get a score here, you need two scores. You get one, and you're right back in the ballgame.
Suskevich will stay in at the quarterback spot. Had a couple of nice runs before on fourth down, coming up short to keep what was a decent Griffin drive at the beginning part of the half. 1:01 to go. This quarter seems like it's flying by. Three backs in the backfield. Here's the inside carry. Goes to Klimek up the middle. Gain of about two. Hannafin, excuse me, on that last carry.
Klimek is being attended to on the sidelines. He's on his back. Looks like a cramp. I'm guessing there, but it looks like the trainer is working on his right leg. Hopefully it's just a cramp.
This is not, by the way, the regular trainer for Mondon. This is a fill-in. Talking to her a little bit before.
Second down and eight. Suskevich wants to throw and short hops it into the direction on a deflected ball to Dante Pagano. Incompletion with 17 seconds remaining of the quarter. Third down and eight coming up for Monsignor Donovan.
If Ed was going to talk to it, couldn't he have gotten some information?
I
Matt?
Did.
Name,
oh, no, I know, did. I got
name,
I got,
rank, and serial
I got
number.
Game, I got game information, and I wanted to know. You know, actually, I was asking about who's the backup quarterback. She says, "I have no idea. It's the first time I've ever
backup
been here."
Backup quarterback. I'm the backup trainer.
That's exactly what she said.
Third and eight. Ortiz in motion. Suskevich wants to throw. Rolling right. Looking, now going to tuck it and run. Flag out And Suskevich dropped near the line of scrimmage for no gain. Let's check the penalty flag.
Have to assume that's a hold.
One would think. 8 seconds remaining in the third quarter.
Yep.
It is a hold. It was thrown back behind the line of scrimmage. Now Jackson Liberty could do one of two things. They could decline it and set up fourth down or push the Lions back. They will decline and make it fourth down and eight.
Don't think the Griffins have completed a pass tonight, have they, I guess? I don't recall one, at least.
I don't think so.
They've attempted quite a few. Many of it have been broken plays and runs, but the ones they've put up in the air have been incomplete.
Klimek on to punt. And that will take us to the end of the third quarter. Clock stopped with the penalty. Let's see what Mondon has in the fourth quarter. It's been all Liberty so far tonight. They lead it on the scoreboard 14 to nothing. We'll step out here and take a 30-second timeout. We are back with more of the Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week right after this on the Shore Sports Network.